Audio morning brief for the stock market, May 4th. It's 9:17 a.m. Eastern Time. Rich Pause for Critical Point. Was working on a video. In fact, it's still processing, but I don't think we're going to post it. It was over 20-some minutes, and I don't know if it's all that useful here because there's just too many scenarios what's going to happen with today's interest rate report. I don't think anybody knows for sure. I can't tell. Are people divided on two sides of this and quite serious? And then are just waiting on the report? Or is it possible they're confused and waiting? I just don't know. At any rate, the trade is looking for a half point rate hike by the Fed this afternoon. And who knows what else they're looking for within the comments of the Fed. They're obviously going to look and see what the Fed's thinking over the next year here of rate hikes. So I don't know how surprised or not or bullish bearish they'll be if the Fed ever come out with 0.75 point versus 0.25 point. Anything can happen here. Okay. Now, in terms of the stock market, the S&P 500 cash bottomed near our 4,055 target, but a fair amount away from the 40-20 gap. And the market rallied well. And it looks like there was actually some decent buying demand. It wasn't entirely bears covering shorts ahead of the report. Now, the market ran up to an old downside objective that's also been used as an upside objective, and those objectives have been working for a couple months now. It just boggles my mind they're still working. That level was right around the 41.65, and it hesitated there for hours. Then it popped up to the next level, which is about 41.90, and hesitated there for a while, and then dipped back for the close in between those two levels. So it's interesting they're using those levels. So you want to watch 41.90, 41.65 maybe. Actually, it might be 41.60, something like that. And then you want to watch 41.30. I think if it's trading below 41.30, they're going to get nervous. It's going down to test the low of the week. And therefore, those objectives of 40.55 on down to 39.94 can work. Now, if they trade above yesterday's high at 4,200.10 for the cash, S&P 500, my gut feeling could just be a blip up, a fake out, and it comes down. But we have to be concerned that someday, for some reason, somehow, some way, it's going back to 4,300 to fill a gap. And I just don't know, can it do this quickly? Is it a long ways out? Don't know, but it will get filled someday. I think that's guaranteed. We just don't know when, okay? So we got to watch out for that. Now, an interesting little story when it comes to the SSO fund that trades like the S&P 500. It's basically a fund of the S&P 500, but it gives you twice the loss, twice the gain. This week, on Monday, it crashed into its April 5th gap that correlates to the 40-20 gap in the S&P 500 cash. So it mostly filled that gap, didn't completely fill it, only lacks like 10 cents a share or something like that. And then they bought it. They bought it well. And I'm kind of upset with myself because I think I would have bought some had I seen that. I don't use analysis on the SSO because it's the same as the S&P 500. It's just more volatile, greater percent returns, okay? But if I'd seen that, I would have just closed my eyes and buy some right here, right now, okay? And, of course, I'd be ahead of the game right now. So here's the complications I see, is that the market may have bottomed for a level 3 monthly buy signal this week. And it can rally, and yet it could be all over this week, but it could rally into next week, and we don't know. There's no clear indications. Confidence is low, probability is low to call it. And it has to do with the importance of this report, plus the jobs report at the end of the week, maybe a little bit for the PMIs that are still coming out this week. Some already came out Monday, and they had the trade act a little bearish after that report, then changed its mind. And next week, we got the inflation report. And I'm thinking, are they really going to buy stocks and put it up a huge amount ahead of that inflation report? Could they possibly even sell in that inflation report? And that report's due Wednesday. Well, the fascinating thing is we can come up with an alternate scenario when instead of bottoming this week for level 3, it could bottom next week right around Tuesday, Wednesday, which means it could bottom near that report. It might be a bullish report. And top-wise, however, it could top out. It might be a bearish report. So as we zoom out, what we're coming up with is scenarios saying, well, it can have a bottom this week. It's probably going to have a bottom, level 3 bottom, that is, 2 to 3 weeks from now. If it's next week, we're just going to shove out the next one by a week. So we know we probably got two bottoms coming in this month, two buy signals. And the question is, which is going to be the lowest? And what we're coming up with is it's going to be very difficult to figure which one is which. The NASDAQ indexes, composite, and the 100 probably shouldn't bottom 2 to 3 weeks from now, and possibly delaying a week. And the S&P 500 could bottom then and be even lower priced then. But the problem is all these indexes could put their lowest price in now but not bottom to then. The S&P 500, if we anchor it to that February bottom we called, okay, it was suggesting it can put in even a more important bottom, the level 2, this week. And maybe we've come up with an even additional scenario for a level 1 bottom. So we now have two scenarios of even something more important this week. The problem is those more important things can delay relative to the NASDAQ to 2 to 3 weeks from now. So as we zoom out, we've got any time this week to the end of the month, really, when you consider those two scenarios. What is somewhat comforting is that we can really simplify it, that it ought to bottom this month, the market will be higher in June. And then it's going to be down in July. And what we don't know is, will it be lower in July than May? Because we've got scenarios saying it will be. We've got scenarios saying not necessarily so, it might be about the same price as the May low or a little higher. We then got scenarios that, no, we could be looking at the low of the year right here, right now, or in the next couple of weeks, this month, and it will be, the July low would be a little bit higher. I'm going to err on the side that, like, I want to be back to fully invested. I'm not waiting to July. I realize there's some people might think this thing's going down in July. It's going down huge amounts. They're definitely forecasting 3,800 to 3,400 in the S&P 500. But many of them are also kind of hinting that they're a little concerned it can bounce quite a bit first, that we've overdone it to the downside on a short-term basis. It's going to take a while to keep moving lower. I've also seen a few give up on some of those lower targets. They are fishing. And many of them still would like to see 4,000, however. Some still want the 40-20 gap. But there's some giving up here saying this is probably a good buy level. So I'm trying to figure out how to get back on board this thing, and I'm not seeing anything clear. I think I've got to wait and see this report, as well as coming reports in the next week. I've got to see how the market responds. We need to see the closing price today relative to what the Fed does and says and forecast. And then we've got to see what it does tomorrow. And then we've got to see how it closes for the week. And the problem is, how long do you want to wait for more and more information in order to get off the fence and do something? So I think what we have to watch out for is, I think if it trades overboard above 4,300 and it is going to go there someday, then we may have missed the bottom, or if we did call the bottom but weren't aggressive enough, or at least life for myself, if I haven't fully bought in, I'm probably going to close my eyes and take the chance, okay? I'm not saying it's going to be much higher by June, okay? And I'm not saying it's going to be up and away from, say, today's report. But there's definitely the potential there that the market's already bottomed. And yet, I can come up with these alternate scenarios saying it can be down today, it could be down hard today into tomorrow, then up the next day. I got scenarios saying it can be down by next week going into that inflation report. And I think that inflation report is going to be more important than this interest rate report, but they're probably going to be a close one and two. And then less important is the jobs report and apparently these PMIs that are probably still coming out today and tomorrow, others were out on Monday, might not be necessarily that important, okay? So at any rate, here we go, but on a very short-term basis, the model's saying, yes, this market can work higher today into tomorrow, but it's a little more likely, even if they pop it sometime today, it's coming down, it really ought to come down today. So I'm hoping it comes down. I'm hopeful I can see something where I can at least start buying back in a little bit. But I want to warn you, it can be touch and go as far as this making an official alert, a signal on anything this month. It's going to be difficult, okay? But yet again, as I summarize, simplify things, I keep thinking it's going to be higher next month. Got to buy it this month. Don't fret and worry over the July. If we have to get out, we'll get out and start over again, because I'm very convinced from August and December, the market's going up and it's going to be a bit calmer, more rational. It's going to work better for we bulls. Even though we'll have to deal with the seasonal September-October weakness, I don't think it's going to be that weak. Even though we'll have to deal with some worries over the election, I think that's going to be very short-term. And November and December are normally seasonal up months. I think they're going to be really good months. And I think we're going to do okay going into the end of the year, okay? So the key is the low of the year coming in this month or next month? And for the Dow Jones, its low of the year was back in February, but it's close enough that may be taken out as well. So not viewing that as quite a bullish sign. But I'm fascinated the SSO went down, filled its gap, yet the S&P 500 did not. That means the people trading the SSO were a little more nervous that, hey, I'm making twice as much money, but I'm losing twice as much money. They got a little panicky and put it down there. I'm not convinced that's a predictable characteristic to say, well, it's a clue the S&P 500 will get down to that 40-20 gap. If we can see the 40-20 gap, I'm buying it even if I don't get any kind of buy signal, frankly. I'm going to buy something. But is it going to get there? It's making me nervous. It's not going to work, or that it's going to take a while to get down there. And how frustrating is that? Because if it's going to take a while to get down there, I'm concerned maybe it's got to go all the way up to 4,300 before coming all the way down to 40-20. Plenty of scenarios this month to deal and work with, and it just has to do with this war on inflation, the interest rates, the Fed meeting, all of these economic reports, the technical trading, okay? But ultimately, I think we're going to have a nice bottom this month. And the key is it already in place? Even if it's in place, it may only be for the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ could be a little bit lower still. So that could create some complications. It's also interesting that some of the people in the NASDAQ community are saying throw out FANG, and they're talking something called MANTA and MANG. And to me, that's still some high tech stocks, and they want to be buyers. They think that's going to be the hot item down the road. Well, that should be supportive of NASDAQ, I think. But when? Okay. Well, here we go. We'll take a look at the report here, obviously, and see what we get. But on an intraday basis, I'm favoring that they're going to sell it. Okay. And it's just a matter, though, will they sell it in the report and buy it after, or are they going to continue to sell? And right today, right this moment, I have no indications. If I see anything that can provide some clarity, or obviously any alerts or signals, I'll update you. But it's quite possible we're not really going to know what we'd like to know for a while yet, and we're at some risk here of missing a bottom, is how it feels to me, okay? But yet, there's definitely information there saying they can still sell this lower. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. As for the interest rate market, it could be putting in a level three top now, and they sell it into next week. They sell it after the Fed report, and it feels like that's the game they would like to play. Maybe every single time the Fed is going to put these reports out here and change its interest rate, okay? But, you know, for the year, we're probably going to see still higher interest rates. We still see about 3.2% coming in the 10-year Treasury note. And so how long will it take? How fast? Don't know, okay? But we want to watch that. I have nothing to say in crude oil. I'm a little concerned. There's really not as much downside as I thought here in the next few weeks. And it is due for a level three downswing, but I just don't know, is it going to start off of today's Fed Reserve meeting? Heating oil and gasoline are quite strong and going to probably support oil. The crack spread traders don't think oil will rally as fast as the heating oil and gasoline. I don't know if that'll mean anything for the stock market, but I really don't want to see it going up much. And then in the Bitcoin is just waiting on the stock market. I think it really wants to rally, but it would feel better if the stock market rallied. The dollar may top this week. After all, I said I want to delay it to next week. If it goes below $103 index, especially also a negative weekly close negative week reversal. Anytime this month, I think we probably got that level one top. And I think that pretty much wraps it up. I don't see much exciting going on for gold. I just don't see much upside. All right, let's see what we get out of the report. And if I see something I need to update you after the report, I will. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day.